Good morning. Merry Christmas to you all. It's lovely to see so many of you in church this morning. John 3:16-17 is an amazing passage to be talking on Christmas morning. But I want to start with asking a general question to get you to think about. What is the best Christmas present you have ever received? Now, I've stood up here and preached and joked for many years that the best Christmas present that I wanted was a Lego Millennium Falcon. And I never, ever got it. But then 2 years ago, my sons surprised me with this. A Lego Millennium Falcon. Star Wars, if you don't know what Star Wars is. I did say to them, you know what? It's better to give than receive. So at the end of the service, do you think I should give this away? They said no. But no matter how good a Lego Millennium Falcon is, and I know a lot of you are excited, it's nothing compared to what God gave all of us at Christmas. God is the ultimate gift giver. He made the world and everything in it. For Christmas, however, God gave us something that no one expected. It was the greatest gift he could possibly give us. He gave us himself. The God who formed the heavens and knew you before you were born was now a little baby. No one had ever seen God before that first Christmas, and it can be hard to believe in something that you have never seen. And even today, people say, where is God? I can't see him. Can't be real. But just because you haven't seen God doesn't mean he isn't real. There are plenty of things in the world that we can't see, but we know exist. We cannot see the wind, but we can see the effects of the wind on trees and on the sea. We cannot see gravity, but we can see its effects. I wanted to bring a rugby ball, but they wouldn't let me. So we can see the effects of gravity pulling things down to the earth. And being a science teacher, I'd like to do an experiment. I'm famous for my experiments. Hopefully this won't go wrong again. Because I want to make the invisible become visible for you. Around the church, I've hidden some white stars right on the ends of the pews. What I would like, if possible, if the children and young people could bring the stars to the front in a moment. They're all around the church, so go and collect one, try and get one each. And we're going to stick them onto the blue tack. Can you do that for me, please? Ooh. Put them on here. Stick your star on the blue tack. That's it. Brilliant. Thank you. Good. Wow, how many have you got? Three. Wow. Stick them on. Stick them on. Wow. Excellent. Thank you. That's fine. More the merrier. Leave that one free. Leave that one free. Put that there. We there? We got them all yet? Have we got them? Oh, thank you. Very kind. I want to save that one. Put it there. Have you got any? Oh, can I have? Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh dear, there's one missing. If you've got 100 sheep and you've got the 99, what would Jesus do? he would go looking for it. Jesus does not want to leave anybody behind, particularly at Christmas. He will go searching. He will sweep the floor looking for that lost coin. And he has found it. And he will celebrate that they have found the one that was lost. And that's what Jesus is all about. Now, these stars look pretty ordinary. But we're going to try and make them visible. Now, up on the board is a rainbow. Anybody know the colours of the rainbow in the correct order? Lydia? Well done. The seven colours of the rainbow are of the visible spectrum, the visible light that we can see. They make up the white light that we can see. But light exists beyond what we can see. There's such things as infrared, microwave, radio. There's gamma rays, there's X-rays, but we cannot see them. We can only see those seven colours of the rainbow. There's also another light ray we cannot see, and that is ultraviolet. Ultraviolet is very good for suntans, but ultraviolet will make the invisible become visible. I've got an ultraviolet torch here, and let's see what happens to the stars. Suddenly the stars will shine, and the invisible becomes visible. But I've also got a message. If my two helpers would like to come up. That's it, bring your husband, please. Now on there is a message, a very important message, but you can't see it. And even in white light, I've got my head torch, we cannot see anything. But in ultraviolet, the invisible becomes visible. So we have one here that says, Jesus. And we have another, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Thank you very much. And at Christmas time, our invisible God became visible. We could see what he is like. He walked among us and spoke to us. Just because you cannot see God does not mean he is not real. You just need to look at the world around you to see his handiwork. And over 2,000 years ago, God sent Jesus into the world as a tiny baby to save us. It may seem odd that God's rescue plan for a world in need was a baby. But God's answer to the world's problems have never been material things. Instead of giving more stuff, he gave himself. God entered into the very situation he wanted to heal. God gave us his presence. He showed up in our world so we would know who God was and what he is really like. Now God had a face and a voice and walked among us. The miracle of Christmas is that everyone could now meet God, and that he came to save us from all the things that we've done wrong. And that's why God himself is the best Christmas present. He came to rescue us because we need a rescuer. God says, I need saving. And God says, you need saving too. We need saving because we have all turned our backs on God. We can't be friends with God because we live our lives ignoring him. Now imagine, let's get that. If you gave a present to somebody in your family on Christmas Day, but instead of taking the present, they threw the present away. And then they walked off and ignored you. That would make you feel sad and angry. That's how God feels when we reject him. Me and you need a rescuer to be made friends with God again. Jesus is that rescuer because when Jesus grew up, he died on a cross and rose again to life so that we could be friends with God forever. But here's a question for you this morning. What if John 3:16 was not true? What if it was not true? What if God had not loved the world? Without God's love, there would be no hope at all in this world. If God had not loved the world, our world would be a dark planet hurtling through space without hope. There would be no purpose in life, and our prayers would just be empty words thrown up to the sky. And life would be meaningless, utterly meaningless. And the truth is that those who don't know Christ as their Saviour this morning have no hope. To them, life is meaningless. But thank God that God does love the world. Everything around us speaks of God's love to us. Every sunrise, every blade of grass, every fountain of water, every birth, every face of a child on Christmas morning, all speak of the evidence of the love of God for us. But the greatest demonstration of God's love is the cross, which makes me think, what if God had not sent his son? Instead of God sending us a son, he loved us but did nothing about it. What if God gave us what we deserved? Instead of sending us his son to die for our sins and giving us the opportunity to have a life on earth worth living and eternal life forever in heaven, he just punished us because that's what we deserve. You see, if God loved the world but had not given his son, we would never be able to know and experience that love, God's love. God's love would be frustrated without the cross of Christ. You see, real love always demands giving. And of course, there would be no Christmas to celebrate or presents to unwrap if God had not given us his son. But thank God this morning that he did send his son. The best Christmas present ever is Jesus, because Jesus came to save us. We can now be friends with God again. And it's nothing that we have done that can earn this love of God. It's because of God's grace. What is God's grace? Grace is what distinguishes Christianity from every other religion. Grace is the undeserved love of God in Christ for sinners like you and me. Such a love brings us to faith, repentance and obedience. His love transforms our hearts and wills towards God, towards faith, towards repentance, towards obedience. His love is the most powerful force in the universe. That is why God's gift of Jesus is the greatest gift of all. And that is why we celebrate Christmas. And I pray that you may know God's grace this Christmas. As I said, it's better to give than receive. I've got a little present for all the young children, being a science teacher. At the end of the service, if you come to me, if you're under six and say, Jesus, I will give you this free. If you're over six, you've got to say John 3:16. You'll get a 3 invisibility pen and booklet, and you can write secret messages to God saying thank you for Christmas Day. So at the end of the service, for your help today, come and get your 3 invisibility kit. It's better to give than receive.